My guest at this time is Christine O'Donnell. She was the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Delaware in 2010, and she's also the author of the brand new book, Troublemaker, Let's Do What It Takes to Make America Great Again. It tells her story from her upbringing in Philadelphia to how she became the most talked about U.S. Senate candidate in the last cycle and to what she sees as the right way to move this country forward. And Christine, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
One of the things that was fascinating about your race last year was that you seemed to, in many cases, especially in the primary, be not only running against an opponent, but the establishment which supported Michael Castle, who by all accounts was a pretty liberal Republican, but a lot of the mainstream Republicans thought he would be the best chance to hold that seat or actually pick up that seat in a blue state like Delaware. What did you see among Republican voters in that state that made you think otherwise?
Well, first of all, there's a growing discontent with establishment career politicians on both sides of the aisle who have turned Congress into a favor factory. And Mike Castle was declining in the polls in the primary, not just in my primary race, but in the general election. So that mindset that it would be an easy R is wrong. The polling shows that I was ahead in the general election against my Democratic opponent before the Republican Party launched its Republican cannibalism, if you will. But I think what's really going on here is that everyday Americans are engaging in the political process, and these are people who want to serve future generations and who want to put, you know, the needs of their children and their grandchildren ahead of their own needs, the next generation ahead of the next election. And it's upsetting the lords of the back room, and it's challenging their obnoxious sense of entitlement. And that's exactly what my race did with Mike Castle. You know, we beat the establishment candidate who had millions when we had thousands, but we had the blood, sweat, and tears of a movement of everyday Americans who were committed to the principles on which this country was founded. And I think there's a great lesson there that the truth is on our side and it's powerful, and we need to be proud of it and use that to move our country forward.
In terms of dealing with the Republican establishment, do you feel that more of their concern about you dealt with your ideology or due to the fact that they just thought it would be easier for the Republicans to pick up the seat with Mike Castle?
Oh, I don't think that was it at all. I think that, as I describe in the book, they would rather control the way they lose than lose control of their party. And it's, you know, it's been a backroom deal, establishment, for way too long. And if you're not one of the anointed ones, they don't help you out. And unfortunately, that's what's brought our country to the brink of bankruptcy, these backroom deals and, you know, career politicians. And more everyday Americans are getting involved, and it threatens the status quo. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's just that we, you know, put the lords of the back room on notice, and we engaged people who would hold them accountable. And it also has a lot to do with ideology. Our Republican Party was decidedly liberal. Talk about how you couldn't have a grassroots campaign pointing to the fiscal irresponsibility or the how bad they are on social issues. You couldn't point that out in a Democratic candidate without indicting Mike Castle as well, because he had the same voting record. So there's a problem with an abandonment of principles in the Republican Party, and the argument I try to make is that these principles are the principles on which our country was founded, and it's what's right in America. It's not something that we need to be ashamed of. It's the answer to the problems we face, so we need to boldly proclaim them.
One more question on the race last year, and I guess this is kind of the bellwether as to how the Republican Party looked at you. Once you had defeated Mike Castle, how much help did they give you against Chris Coons?
Oh, it was a shame. They didn't give me any help. As a matter of fact, many of the former Castle staffers continued to say, vote for the Democrats. And in such a short time, with such an explosion of attention that we had, you know, we had about 5.5 weeks from the primary election to the November election. We needed to duplicate what they did in Kentucky, where you had Mitch McConnell, who pre-primary was just slamming Rand Paul and really campaigning for the establishment. Once the people decidedly voted Rand Paul, the establishment and the grassroots activists united and made sure that they ran forward to victory. There would have been none of that in Delaware if they filed false claims against me so that they can just help continue to malign my character. All those charges have been cleared. But, you know, Greg, I point this out not to whine or not to perpetuate the problem of Republican infighting, but rather to make a case that in spite of the obstacles we face, in spite of the opposition we face, these are the principles that not only, you know, our party was founded on, but our country was founded on. And hopefully there will be a lesson that if the establishment can embrace those of us in the middle class movement that are propelling this country forward and demanding that career politicians do what's right, you know, then we can have victory. That will be the powerhouse that brings Barack Obama to defeat, that makes sure that he's a one-term presidency. So I'm trying to make a case that, you know, the establishment isn't necessarily the enemy. These principles aren't something to be embarrassed about. It's the truth, and if we unite, we will win.
Christine O'Donnell was the Republican Party's U.S. Senate nominee in Delaware in the year 2010. She's now the author of the book Troublemaker, Let's Do What It Takes to Make America Great Again. In the second part of this interview, which you can find elsewhere on this website, we'll be talking about some of those important principles that Christine O'Donnell believes are necessary for Americans to embrace to help move this country forward once again. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.